Good evening. Welcome. Glad you're with us. It's Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. A late start, but why not? The Blackhawks on top of the hated Detroit Red Wings 4-1. So we are happy to sit back. We have a big show planned for you. And by big, I mean about 49 minutes worth of program, minus Rogers News and some fine commercials. So we got about 40 minutes of fine programming. And I shouldn't be wasting it telling you that it's fine programming. But we'll cover all sorts of things. Tips for moving to Canada. A lot of people already say they want to move to Canada if certain things happen, but that's nothing new for this election cycle. So we'll do that. We have one Florida news story. We have what could be the worst case of government spin in the history of government spin. So we'll get to that as well. And as always, we want you to get involved in the program. Always more fun when you're here. 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. That's how you get a hold of us. And you can also follow us on social media. Sure you can. It's Brian Noonan Show on Facebook and Twitter. So, first of all, let me make this announcement. Yes, it's an announcement. That was my fake trumpet. The podcast is back. The Brian Noonan Extra Shot podcast, or just the Brian Noonan Show podcast, or the Brian Noonan and Cody Goff podcast, or us rambling when we're not on the air in another format podcast. However you want to say it, it's back. We have recorded one for tonight. We took a couple weeks off because Cody was out of town on some personal business, and now his personal business is finished, and he is back in town, so we are happy. When you do call in, you will be talking to Cody, by the way. Yes, it's Cody. I almost let Brian die. Goff, he is the executive producer of the big program. If you're nice to him, you get to me. That's how it works. So listen to the podcast. It's on the Brian. It'll be when it... I know we've talked about this, and I always tend to forget. The show is tonight. After the show, you usually post the full show podcast sometime in the next couple days. Are we still planning on doing the extra in the middle of the week? Is that the plan for the extra podcast? You know I'm talking to you, right?
Yeah, but I didn't... Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
hello,
you.
Hello, hello. Yeah, yeah, but I didn't understand the question.
When are we going to post the podcast?
After the show.
Tonight.
They're both going up tonight.
Oh, everything goes up tonight.
Everything goes up tonight.
I see. All right. That's because I know when we were off, you were posting them midweek. Or no, we were recording them midweek and you posted them on Sunday.
Something like that.
So everything goes up tonight.
Everything goes up tonight.
All right. That's fine.
Get it all done in one fell swoop.
Yeah, that way you can relax the rest of the week. You don't have to worry about the show. Not that you worry about the show when you're
here. I was going to say, I'm not worried about it right now, and we're doing it.
I understand that. Listen, that's painfully obvious to me. And if you want to know anything, what I'm alluding to, hey, listen to the podcast. That's the beauty of the podcast. Mm. I will say this, Roger, without you knowing, you made an appearance on the podcast tonight.
I made an appearance again.
Yep. It was a...
Was it mental telepathy?
No, it was a technical glitch on my part, and your 8 o'clock, was it your 7 o'clock newscast?
Oh, yeah.
Began during the podcast.
Oh, well,
so
that's
it was
okay.
Very nice. Oh, it was great.
We made for some sort of fodder.
We enjoyed having you drop by. I forget what your lead story was, but then Cody panicked because he was sitting in the big chair, and that was that.
It was cloudy and something at O'Hare.
Why, thank
there
you.
There was something happening, and I'm going to cover it with my newsman voice. What do you think of that?
That's my regular voice.
That's fantastic. I know, but that's why you're a newsman, because you have the newsman voice.
Wow.
Or I have the goofball voice.
No, you don't.
Hence, I get to be the goofball. There are the ladies. Hello, ladies. A lot of ladies outside the Allstate Showcase Studio. Sure, because I may be a goofball, but I'm easy on the eyes. Wouldn't you agree, ladies? Sure. Oh, man, I am a tasty treat.
I don't see any women. Are you making this up?
No, there are three women out there. Yes, I'm making it up because that's what because I'm Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. Suddenly my bedroom is all covered with pictures and papers, and there's red yarn going from story to story, and I'm imagining that there's women outside the Allstate Showcase Studio.
I see through one camera. I can see like the.
There are, why would I lie about
knees.
That?
Oh, they're walking
ladies,
away.
Make some noise. There you go. Thank
wow.
you, ladies.
Wow.
All right. Now you two can pucker up and on the toot. Look at that. That's how we do. That's what happens when I have to wait over 2 hours to do the show. I'm built up. I'm pent up. Perhaps I'll move to Canada if this continues. That's the thing.
Nice transition, Brian.
Thank you, Cody. You know, this is coming up again. People are saying they're going to move to Canada if Donald Trump wins. But if you remember, there were people who were going to move to Canada if Obama won. There were people who were going to move to Canada if George Bush won. There's always somebody who's going to move to Canada. And you know who moves to Canada? Nobody moves to Canada. Because it's Canada. Nobody's moving to Canada, no matter how much you love Tim Hortons donuts and coffee, no matter how much you crave poutine, no matter how invested you are in bad ice hockey, you're not going to Canada. If you want to wear a toque, if you want to go to the Great White North, if you want to drink real Labatt's, not the watered-down American version of Labatt's, maybe you go visit Canada. If you want to go to Windsor to buy Cuban cigars, which you'll be able to get here soon enough once trade opens up with Cuba again. You know, that's really, if you live in, if you're in Detroit, the only real reason to go to Windsor, they have fine strip joints. They have a really good barbecue place right on the other side of the tunnel, and you can get Cuban cigars. There's three reasons to go to Windsor. I guess that's enough. Now, if you go to Montreal, if you speak French, that's fine. You like to go, I think Vancouver is where they have a lot of Broadway-type plays. You go to Vancouver. But again, those are fine reasons to visit. But are you really going to move to Canada because a president's elected? I don't think so. And honestly, let's get a brass tacks on this. A lot of the celebrities who are threatening to move, good, see ya. All right, bye. Really? We wouldn't miss you. I didn't even know you were still here, quite frankly. You could have moved already.
That's what I was going to say. A couple of them I didn't know were still around.
Yeah, I was like, oh, didn't you move last time? Didn't you threaten to move 8 years ago? All right, well, good, you're still here. But somebody wrote an article. Somebody actually moved to Canada. A writer for Gawker, actually, she put her money where her mouth was. She moved to Canada. And I'll have some tips. If you're one of these people... Now, Cody has not crossed that bridge. He has not said, if Bernie Sanders does not win, I'm moving to Canada. Because he knows in Canada, they would destroy him up there.
Well, would be. Why would I? Wait, first of all, why would they destroy me?
Just, you don't seem like you'd make it in Canada. You don't have enough. Let me finish. You don't have enough flannel. You don't seem ruggedly outdoorsy. I've never seen you grow facial hair, and I don't know if a lot of Canadians have beards. I picture, quite frankly, here's how I picture Canada. I picture a lot of guys in flannel. With beards and stocking caps on all the time. And I picture women who are really pretty but have to wear so many layers of clothes to protect them from the frozen elements that you don't even know. They're anamorphic. They're just blobs with heads because it's all clothes. And they're probably just wonderful underneath, but by the time you took off the 78 layers, you'd be so tired you'd never get to enjoy it.
You know, I have a girlfriend, right?
Yeah, but maybe she doesn't clear waivers or immigration waivers. Yeah, maybe she doesn't clear waivers. Maybe as we trade Cody and his lady to Canada, she's on the waiver wire. They don't claim her. They go, right. Yeah, we'll take the tall, gangly guy, but the attractive woman has to stay down on that end.
Why does it have to be Canada? Bill O'Reilly said he'd move to Ireland.
Is that where Bill O'Reilly's going to move?
Yeah, which is funny because
he's a Republican, isn't he?
Yeah, no. Bill O'Reilly said that what did he say? If Sanders won. Yeah, he said if Sanders wins,
he's going to
Ireland? Would go to Ireland, which is funny because in Ireland they have free public college and free health care.
Yeah. I don't think he'd like Ireland. And trust me, I have a lot of relatives still over there. I don't think they want Bill O'Reilly either. Maybe they do. I don't know.
I have relatives there. I would move to Ireland.
I have to go and visit first.
Have you ever been?
No. I'm the only one in my family who has never been. Because, you know, I don't like to travel.
Yeah.
No, I do like to travel. I can't wait to go. We've got a big trip planned next spring. Not that you need to know my itinerary, but we have a big trip planned next spring, and then the plan is the year after to go to Ireland. After Molly graduates, we're going to go. Because we can stay in all these places. The weirdest thing, my family, who lives in one of the small towns over there, I'm not going to give it out. Like, you're going to find, like, you're going to go hunt them down.
Yeah.
Like, well, listen, people have a way of finding people. Their big drawing point in this town is a Chinese restaurant that serves French fries. That's the big thing.
Very classy.
Yeah, it's, oh, man, I can't wait to go. That's my whole reason to go to Ireland. Drive on the wrong side of the road.
Right.
One of my brothers totaled a car over there. Oh. So that's, you know. That's
Well, that's already been done, right. Then. What are you going to do for an encore?
Nothing. I'm going to go over and not cause any trouble. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over and drink Guinness dry. I'm going to kiss the Blarney Stone because God knows I need a little help with the gift of gab.
Yeah.
I'm tongue-tied all the time. I never have anything to say. So I'm going to give the stone a big kiss and go hang out in some castles. Perhaps I'll wear my kilt. Maybe I'll, yeah.
Wait a minute. Didn't know you had one. You're borrowing
Cody's?
How do
you not know I have a kilt?
He's worn it like every year.
Yeah, we've worn kilts on the show. Oh, yeah, you haven't. Roger hasn't been with us for a long time.
That's true.
I know Cody does because there's photographic evidence.
There's photographs of the two of us in here.
But you've worked with Brian long enough to know he doesn't wear pants on the show.
Yeah, right. So at least now I have something covering my shillelagh. I've got to keep the shillelagh and the Blarney Stones covered.
Bridget and I want to go to Ireland. Her sister and her husband do, too.
Sorry, I can't go with you.
Well,
I don't like traveling with my own family, let alone somebody else's family. I actually don't.
She's Irish.
I'm not saying she doesn't deserve to go. I hope you have a wonderful time.
Why not? Let's go and go.
No, I'm not going with any. No. Thank you. I appreciate the invitation. That's sincere. But I have a hard enough time, honest to God, traveling with my wife and daughter. I am not good. They're not good travelers. Dawdle. They don't walk through the airport with purpose. They act as if they've never. Yes, they act as if they've never traveled before.
I got you.
They don't have things ready when it needs to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
I want military efficiency until I clear security. Once I clear security, I'm fine. Okay. But I am a horrible basket case of stress. From the time I get in the car to drive to the airport until I put my shoes back on, still grumbling that they made me take my shoes off.
Ugh, it's the worst.
Yes, because, now I feel safer. Because here's. All right, we got to talk about Canada. We got to take this break. But here's my thought on taking the shoes off, because I'm always bothered. Because when you're wearing socks, like in the summer, it doesn't really bother me if I'm wearing shoes with no socks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One, don't travel in sandals. Nobody wants to see your feet for 4 hours on a plane. But when I'm wearing gym shoes or boots or something, you put your socks on fresh in the morning, then you put your shoes on and everything's snug and the way it should be, the way God created it. Then you take your shoes off as you go through security and you got to walk on the floor. Now your socks kind of shift and they get they get dragged out a little bit, and then you go to put them back on and nothing fits right. Everything's kind of balled up. It's just horrifying. And so I'm always cranky once I get my shoes back on, till I walk around a little bit, because my feet don't feel right, because my socks have molded to my feet and my shoes, and then I take off my shoes. I'm walking around like I don't walk around in my socks at home because it's skeevy. I don't like it. It's gotta I don't. That's What are you laughing at?
Don't know how to respond to.
Well, you don't have to respond. Here's the thing. Don't ask me. And if I come to your house, tell me beforehand if you're one of these houses that makes me take my shoes off at the front door. Because I'm not spending a whole night at your house walking around in my socks. If you don't want me to come into your house with my shoes on, then don't have a party. Because here's the thing. I'm not coming to your house straight from the fields. I haven't been plowing. I haven't been bundling hay. I haven't been mucking the stables. And then I'm walking in with all sorts of horrible things on my shoes. I'm putting on nice shoes to come to your house. So unless you live in a bog where I've had to cross a myriad of nastiness to get to your front door, my shoes are clean.
What if you get invited to a house party in rural Illinois or Iowa?
In rural Illinois?
Rural
Illinois?
He rolled his R's because he's getting ready to go to France,
Canada. All right, let me answer this question. Let me answer your question about rural Illinois. I have friends in rural Illinois. I've been to rural Illinois. I lived in rural Illinois for a while.
Yeah?
Let's not kid ourselves.
How rural?
Sparta, Illinois was pretty rural.
I had friends
who lived in Addyville, which had like 300 people. That's pretty rural.
That's rural.
This guy's house was surrounded by fields. That's rural.
Rural.
He had a four-wheeler. That was rural.
Rural.
Right? Yes.
All 4 years in Carbondale, around that
Carbondale's
area.
Rural. Let's not kid ourselves, Roger.
Yeah.
You know, we're down in the middle of nowhere.
I know.
You might not be the middle of nowhere, but you can see it from there. That's my point, Cody.
Yeah.
And the point is, there's concrete in rural areas. There's most people, all the people whose homes I went to had front steps. They had driveways. They had access to their homes that didn't require me to traverse muddy terrain. So my point is, not that anyone is inviting me to their house, especially after this. But if they were to ask me to come to their home, I'm leaving my shoes on. I don't care if you just got pristine new white carpet. Don't have a party. Have something in the backyard. Maybe I just sit in the backyard with my mud-soaked shoes and put my feet up on your picnic table and let your dogs clean my shoes off with their heinous tongues.
Yuck, why would they lick dirt?
I don't know, but why would I traipse dirt into your house? It's just as silly.
Is it?
Yes, we have to do this.
Psychiatrists in Washington, D.C. say they are now seeing patients who have, quote, Trump-induced stress.
What?
Trump-induced stress.
Somebody's doing a bad job.
These are government workers who are afraid they're going to lose their job.
Am I allowed to finish? Yeah.
Rokan's back tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 720 WGN.
Hey, Flo here, and this is my impression of an easily overwhelmed person finding out about Progressive Service Centers.
A whole center devoted to helping me if I get into an accident? Oh, that's too much! You drop your car off, they manage repairs, and if you need a rental, they give you one on site? Holy baloney macaroni! What will they think of next?
Taking the hassle out of making a claim. Now that's Progressive.
I forgot how to breathe! Does the air go in my nose and out my mouth, or the other way around? Ah!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want, because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger, because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Get gardening, cooking, and planting tips from the experts at the Chicago Flower and Garden Show, presented by Mariano's at Navy Pier, March 12th through the 20th. See Frank Fontana broadcast live on the 13th and come cure those winter blues. Details at WGNradio.com/events.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with Pat Max Packs. Join the party to support St. Baldrick's and Pediatric Cancer Research on Friday, March 11th at St. Barnabas Gym. That's at 101st and Longwood in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood. It'll be a grand time. Lots of raffles, live Irish music, and all proceeds benefit St. Baldrick's and Pediatric Cancer Research. Pat Max Pack is dedicated to keeping the memory of Patrick Thomas McNamara alive through service and fundraising. You're invited to join Pat Max Pack Friday, March 11th at St. Barnabas Gym in Beverly.
In a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. You deserve only the best care for your loved one in return. Sadly, nursing home negligence is real, and it's a serious problem. Neglect and abuse of the elderly happen every day. The law firm of Conasec and Dillon wants you to know that nursing home negligence can cause serious, life-threatening medical conditions like dehydration and malnutrition, fractures, infections, pressure sores, and even death. If you suspect a loved one is a victim of negligence or abuse in a nursing home, call Conasec and Dillon. The law firm of Conasec and Dillon will advise and help your family through the painful ordeal of injuries or death caused by nursing home negligence. Conasec and Dillon understands that entrusting a loved one to a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. Protect your loved ones. Call Conasec and Dillon at 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Call Conasec and Dillon at 630-262-9655. Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling. It's weeknights on WGN TV News at 10. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN here until 9 o'clock. Yes, we got a late start tonight, but that's the way things go when the Blackhawks are playing fine hockey and defeating the Detroit Red Wings 4-1. Congratulations to the Hawks. Got to go to the news in just a couple of seconds, but we started talking about moving to Canada. Got a good text from somebody in the 847. All these celebrities who are claiming to move to Canada. Every year, every election, there's somebody who's going to move. Brian, the arrogance of these so-called celebrities, what makes them think that Canada wants them? It's like they're saying they are so special that they can leave our country, and the country they choose should feel honored to get them. Sure, what country wouldn't be honored to get some C and D list celebrities to roll up in there and make some straight-to-cable movies? That would be fine, or work at all. It's very hard to move to Canada. It can be done, but don't think you're just going to waltz into Canada. It's easy if you already have Canadian family, according to one author. She said that's the best way because Canadian family members are able to bring you in. They can sponsor your visa. Do you have Canadian family members, Roger?
Not that I know of.
All right, then you can't go that way. Yeah. Do you have a job that Canada likes? It's to be eligible for a work visa, it's dependent on what skill set you have and how far along you are in your career. It helps if you're an expert in oil. Most jobs in Canada can only go to skilled foreign workers if they are more qualified than domestic candidates. So don't think you're just rolling up to Canada and getting yourself a job. That ain't happening. If you're a refugee and just being upset that there's a new president that you don't like does not make you a refugee. So, okay, can't go in as a refugee. You can go to school in Canada. That's I guess we could all go to school, but young people, if they want to move. However, you have to get accepted into a college up there first. And since it's probably, this is when everybody's already accepted for next fall, you're probably out of luck. But since the election isn't until November, you could probably hedge your bets and apply for a second semester in Canada just in case. But then you have to get in there. Student visa doesn't mean you get to stay. It doesn't mean you get to live there. You can keep extending it after graduation, but only if you have a job. You can marry a Canadian. But again, as we talked about earlier, if they're buried under 18 layers of clothing, it might be hard to not only meet them, but to actually woo them. Because you have to pitch woo, and sometimes if someone has too many clothes on, it's hard to pitch. If you're very, very rich, well, that leaves us out, so we won't... so as you can see...
Well, wait a minute. We've got a connection. I just realized.
Who's Canadian?
Rob Martyr worked up there for many years.
Yeah, but
he's got family up there.
Right, but he abandoned Canada. He's an expatriate.
Well, but he still knows people.
You say, well, he can pull some strings.
There you go.
But I don't think... Like, Martyr hasn't said he's moving. I haven't said I'm moving. I'm happy here. I think America's got problems, but I think it's just fine. And I think whoever the next president is, things will go along like they have been. Some things will be good. Some things will be bad. And then guess what? 4 years, we get to change it again. That's the beauty of it.
That's democracy.
Nobody's in forever. We're not electing a king, hopefully. At least that's what I think. All right, we have a lot to get to on the other side of the news. We have one Florida news story. We must talk about Spain, and I must applaud an 81-year-old woman, and we'll talk a little bit about open offices. How am I going to get that all in 25 minutes? I'm probably going to talk really fast.
March.
It's that magical time of the year when everyone becomes an expert in the process of elimination.
March.
You could be the next millionaire in the men's college basketball bracket battle. Sponsored by Alpamonte Ford. Compete against WGN radio hosts.
Aren't that good? Just saying.
For your shot at cash prizes and a 24-month lease of a Ford Focus. Register and play at WGNradio.com/bracket battle.
All right, it is news time on 720 WGN. It is 8:31, and here's Roger Badish.
An initial pathology report indicates 36-year-old David Butterfield died of natural causes while an inmate in a Lake County jail cell. Additional test results won't be available for another 2 weeks. Hillary Clinton echoing calls by her rival Bernie Sanders for the resignation of Republican Governor Rick Snyder of Michigan, saying he should either resign or be recalled from office in the aftermath of the lead-tainted water crisis in Flint. An unusual jump in late winter flu cases has prompted hospitals in the Chicago area to restrict visitors. Restrictions are meant to protect very ill hospital patients from picking up the flu from visitors, especially young children. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Heavy hitters.
Senator Durbin standing by.
The Inside Baseball.
Every speech you've heard from Bernie, I've heard at lunch for the last several years.
The home run.
I know Kasich, you know, he's got all the electricity of an Amish farm.
The political conversation with Steve Cochran.
Having said that.
That's a great line, Steve.
Thanks, I've read it.
Weekday mornings on 720 WGN.
WGN Sports, as you heard earlier, Hawks beat Detroit 4-1. Hawks take a few days off and travel to St. Louis on Wednesday. In college basketball, your Wildcats end the season beating Nebraska 65-54. The Big Ten playoff championship games coming up next week. And in exhibition baseball, Arizona over the Cubs 8-3. Sox beat San Diego 8-1. Checking WGN traffic. Still got some long travel times on the eastbound, westbound I-80 because of a multiple car rollover accident there. Right now on the eastbound side from the Veterans Tollway to the Tri-State, it's 22 minutes, 31 minutes the travel time going back the other way. And that rollover crash has two right lanes blocked on the westbound I-80 near Central and one left lane blocked on the eastbound I-80. Other than that, everything's moving along pretty good on the area expressways and tollways. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center tonight, mostly cloudy, windy, a low around 44. Tomorrow, tomorrow, 40% chance of showers or thunderstorms for most of the day. Cloudy, windy with a high near 59. Temperatures around the area right now, 47 at O'Hare, 49 Midway, 48 along the lakefront, 45 in Valparaiso, and the winds out of the south at 17. Next News 9 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Battish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Roger. Brian Noonan on WGN here until 9 o'clock. Then it's Rick Kogan and our old friend Steve and Johnny will be joining Rick Kogan tonight to talk about their book, A Little More or Less. So Steve and Johnny joining Rick on the other side of the 9 o'clock news. That should be fun. 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. That's how you get a hold of us. Cody is behind the glass. I was going to say working hard, but why lie? Why start tonight? We had a short show. I don't need to sugarcoat anything. Can I throw out a quick congratulations to our WGN radio teammates who did the Fight for Air climb today? They climbed four towers over at the presidential towers. They ran up four towers worth of stairs, which
yes,
I think is wonderful.
You may do that.
I may do that. Well, congratulations to everybody who did that. It's a huge group. I was not part of it. Roger was not part of it. And Cody was not part of it because we are lazy. And the thought of getting up early and walking upstairs, that you didn't do it, did you? Did you?
No, but it wasn't because I was lazy.
Yes.
Thank you.
You used, medical.
I worked till 5 o'clock this morning.
Then you could have gone right over. Couldn't you? Could have walked over to limber up. Could have been all stretched out by the time you got to presidential towers.
Mm-hmm.
Could have had a nice nosh, a little breakfast.
Ooh.
Run right up the stairs, four towers worth. Perhaps hobnob, get one of those nice t-shirts, and then bend down.
I've already admitted socially online that I have been shamed into doing it next year.
I looked at the pictures, and I was very proud of everybody here. I think they did a great job. Mm-hmm. I was not shamed into doing it. Every time I think that would be, the cause is great. Mm-hmm. I have nothing against the cause.
Camaraderie?
Overrated, I believe. For the most part, let's not lie. Whatever. But, what?
Nothing.
Come on. But the thought, I have a hard time climbing stairs.
Really?
Yeah, my knees are
the
bad.
The old basketball knees?
It's the old guy who was too fat for too long knees. And his knees are now making him pay for years of abuse.
Ouch.
I have no padding. No car, no nothing. No spray.
It's that bad,
bone
really?
Yeah, it's bad. Bad it's business. But I might be able to do it, mm-hmm. but the thought of not being able to finish it, mm-hmm. or having to have somebody, fireman, carry me down because I had a grabber halfway up the third tower. It doesn't seem like anything I'd want
to
do.
You don't have to do
anything
all four towers.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Come on. You do. If you go and you only do one or two towers,
mm-hmm.
That's great. You're still helping the cause. I couldn't do one or two. If I'm going to do it, I want to do all four towers.
Oh, okay. You're one of those.
I'm one of those. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to finish it off. I think, and I may be wrong, I think everybody on the team finished four towers.
Yeah, I didn't see anything otherwise.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, of course, because nobody's going to go, well, I did half a tower, and then I stopped, had a cup of coffee, took the mm-hmm. elevator down, went to the bottom of the fourth tower, ran out of the staircase like I just finished that. No, nobody's going to admit that.
Mm.
And I guess you check it. But again, it's worth commending, so congratulations to everybody here at WGN Radio who did it, and hopefully they raised a lot of money for a good cause, and they fought for air, and they had it, and I know people were training for it forever. Listen, let's be honest, that's why God invented elevators. So we didn't have to climb four towers worth of stairs. What am I, Paul Newman in the Towering Inferno? I don't have to go up that high. Mm. That's insanity. Just insanity. I'll write a check. I'll help out.
You'll sponsor them.
Well, let's not get crazy.
I'll
write a check for a little something. I'll contribute to the cause. But, again, I am lazy. And the thought of I'm not going to lie to you. The thought of getting up at 6 o'clock and driving downtown and finding parking by the presidential towers.
Mm-hmm.
And I did 1 year, I filled in for Dean at the event, and it's a wonderful event. There's a ton of people. I can't imagine, and I know I'm way off, I can't imagine staring at somebody's butt all the way up four towers. That seems, unpleasant. And everybody looked like they had a ball.
Yeah.
And I am very, very happy for them and very proud of them. And I couldn't mean that more. So, congratulations to everybody. And to win it was the team name.
Yeah.
And so Dave Ennett, obviously the man behind that team, but it looked like everybody was there, except, again, this show. Now, there were other shows. There were a lot of shows conspicuously absent. I'm not going to call them out. They know who they are.
Yeah. There were some people that were absent.
Let's see. We don't have to mention names.
Right?
I didn't. I wasn't going to mention names. Okay. I'll call
Dean
myself
was there.
Out. I call myself out. Yeah. I didn't do it.
Dean, Dave Schwann were there.
Well, they were doing their show.
They were broadcasting.
He was doing his show. Of course. Well, that's, of course. Dean, you should do your show as you're running up the stairs. Of course not. That would be stupid to say that.
Hook him up with a little portable broadcast.
Then you talk to him about that. I think the fact that he was doing his show there is fine.
Okay.
All right, listen. I have got to your top story was about Hillary and Bernie calling for Governor Rick Snyder to resign.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Snyder is diabolical. If you don't know, Rick Snyder is the governor of Michigan. In the state of Michigan, there's a city called Flint. In the city of Flint, their water is deadly sludge. It is filled with horrible toxic chemicals. People have died. They don't know the long-term effects of this. So we've all heard this story. We all know that they were trying to save a little bit of money. And so they decided to switch water sources. And they didn't bother changing out the pipes. It was a horrible thing. Well, far be it from any politician to actually take the heat and fall on their sword and say, you know what? I abandoned the people of Flint, Michigan. I could potentially have caused long-term harm to the children of Flint, Michigan. No, you know what they say? Listen, look at all the jobs we've created. I wish I was lying. This is a story the other day that I saw. Snyder has tried to put lipstick on a pig by trumpeting plans to hire 81 Flint residents for temporary jobs distributing bottled water to city residents. So he's creating jobs. He's a job creator. According to the press release, the Snyder administration decided to replace Michigan National Guard troops with Flint residents as the water distribution efforts continue. Gee, why do we need water distribution efforts, Rick? Let's not look at it that way. Let's look at the fact that I'm creating jobs. 81 jobs. That's phenomenal. Once hired, the governor's PR team declared, quote, participants will fill leadership and general team member roles, end quote. And it continues. Members of the Flint community continue to support each other, and there is no better group to assist in this effort. The partnership with Michigan Works is another step toward ensuring Flint residents benefit from relief efforts in multiple ways. Well, ain't that big of you. You hired some people for part-time jobs distributing water. Here's a little secret. They already had a water distribution system. It was called their sink. But you ruined that, didn't you? Decided to poison them. Snyder also declared that Michigan Works, which is an agency title with a lot of irony, will provide the water distributors with, quote, future careers by working closely with our staff who will help them build skills for the job market. Now, I am not a corporate recruiter. I don't have a lot of experience in the corporate world. I rarely look for jobs because, as we stated earlier, I'm lazy. But what skills are you going to learn distributing cases of water other than how to lift with your knees and how to count to two because you get two cases of water? Here you go. Enjoy that. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Thousands of Flint residents, not just 81 people, remain unemployed. That's, well, listen, again, if we look at the numbers, if we try to get too into this, it'll just make us crazy. Right? Yeah. So thousands of Flint residents are unemployed. The beleaguered city can claim that its unemployment rate has finally dipped slightly below 10%. Yay. That compares to a Flint jobless rate of about 5% in 2000 when the domestic auto industry was prospering. In 2010 when the Great Recession brought Flint to its knees with an unemployment rate of 28%. Yeah, Flint's a rough town. A very, very rough town. Now, I say, my wife gets mad at me when I say this, that we got married in Flint. And she's always very quick to point out, we didn't get married in Flint, we got married in Mount Pleasant, and the reception was just on the outskirts of Flint. It wasn't actually in Flint. It was the Ramada in Flint. But she, when you're from up there, you don't want to be associated with Flint. So, you know, we kind of did get We had a reception in Flint, but she doesn't want to. But this is good. I don't see why Bernie and Hillary are calling for Rick Snyder to resign. Look at, he created jobs for the people he poisoned. I think that's nice. I think if you're going to poison people by turning their water into just a deadly liquid of doom, then, you know, creating a couple jobs where people get to count water, cases of water, and hand it to people, that's fantastic. Why are you shaking your head? You don't believe me? You don't think it's great?
You know, my number one takeaway is...
Do you have a takeaway?
From the entire election cycle...
Is it two cases of water? That's going to be your entire takeaway.
That would be my entire takeaway. No, the whole election cycle, both sides, everything, all these politicians... There is a big difference between a politician and a representative. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And I'm learning that there's a lot of politicians out there, and there are... not as many representatives.
I'm going to raise my right hand and pledge to you, Cody.
And I don't feel like...
what that looks... Does that feel wrong to you?
It feels a little wrong.
Does it feel weird if I raise my hand as a pledge?
I mean, maybe... I don't know. The way you were doing it was fine, but you got to... There's a fine line. There's certain ways you can raise your hand, certain ways that look a little...
suspect?
A little suspect.
All right. I'll give you that.
I'm going to wager to say this governor, more of a politician than a representative.
You think cares more about his political aspirations than...
Bit.
The residents of Michigan?
A little bit.
The residents of Flint?
Yeah.
I don't see him up there having a nice cold glass of water. I wonder if he's ever even been to Flint outside of his campaign stop. And he didn't even go. He stopped at the Ramada Inn, too, because that's not really Flint.
Yeah,
that's just
exactly.
On the interstate. Not really Flint. Flint isn't that way. We're outside of Flint just this way. So, all right, let's do this, and then we'll talk a little bit about ducks being thrown in Spain and perhaps open offices. We don't have a lot of time.
Tomorrow. Hi, this is Joel Quenneville.
The Hawks head out on the road to beat up the Blues and then the Stars in Dallas. We'll set it up with Coach Q at 8:40.
Steve Cochran show plays on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Right now, take advantage of low prices on the finest seafood. Choose from fresh salmon fillets, just $5.98 per pound. Or treat your family to Parmesan-crusted tilapia. A 2-pound bag is only $10.98. And everyone's favorite, a 3-pound bag of CPAC butterfly shrimp for $16.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for the Spring Break Deals event. Take advantage of O'Reilly's Do It Right rebate and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail when you buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Live, local, informative, entertaining, and a lot of fun. We still believe.
Chicago's very own.
720 WGN Chicago.
WGN Chicago.
After all these years.
What's going on out there? I understand you got a robbery.
Yes, who's this speaking, please?
WGN.
WGN?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is the robbery.
One corner of radio that still believes in live and local 24-7. It's not news. It's not talk. It's not news talk.
You are listening to station WGN.
Take a heck of a week to give up 2% milk off the draw. Here's
this
Turner.
Format is Chicago.
We are Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Fanderson is at it again, talking to the Easter Bunny, the 11-foot-tall wooden one in front of his Richmond shop. And it's talking back, reminding Leaf that Easter is very early this year. And if you want to enjoy the most amazing Easter treats ever, hop over to Anderson's Candy Shop soon. If you thought Anderson's everyday chocolates were good, get ready for more unbelievably good seasonal treats, like cream-filled chocolate-covered eggs in 8 flavors, over 30 sizes of solid chocolate bunnies, lambs, chicks, and crosses, or the very best best chocolate-covered marshmallow eggs ever in vanilla or Bailey's Irish Cream. We got to get some of those, Cody. Easter baskets, they have Rice Krispie Treat Nests, too. Shop in person at Anderson's in Richmond or Barrington or call 888-214-7614 to place your order. Visit AndersonsCandyShop.com to see everything and shop. You want to visit the Easter Bunny in person? Sure, well, he'll be at Anderson's in Richmond Saturday and Sunday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. beginning Saturday, March 12th through Saturday, March 26th. That's next weekend it starts. So, wow, at Easter, more than ever, everyone knows that with Anderson's, nothing beats these treats. Tonight because we had a late start, but again, in case you are looking for a little extra, yes, tonight the podcast will be put up. We are recording an extra podcast for you every week. Things that we don't talk about on the show. It's completely new. It's online exclusive. Is that how we brand it? That's
uncut,
how we sell it.
Uncensored, untrue.
Really?
Well, it depends. Some of it's true.
Some of it's true. Some of it may not be true. Some of it may be crazy true. Who knows what I'll say? I might say something completely inappropriate.
Because I am hard.
You never know what I might do during the program. That might pop up during the podcast.
Wow.
Yep. You never can tell.
Just trying to have a little fun, folks. That's all.
That's all we're doing. Trying to have a little fun.
Yeah.
But if we're going to Spain, we can't have fun. All right, I'm going to give you a choice, Cody, because the time is short. You can either have one Florida news story. You can have a story about duck throwing. You can have an answer to an open office, or we can talk about a very brave 81-year-old.
Very brave 81-year-old?
Yes.
For 400. Alex?
All right. What is 81-year-old woman chases fleeing robbers, rams them with car?
Wow.
That's a good pick.
Great pick.
That is wow, we're going great pick. Great, but Roger's pouting because he didn't get to vote. I can only have
I'm
one
going
person
with Cody.
Voting.
That's all right. All right. Let's go.
Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. Police say an 81-year-old Pennsylvania woman chased down robbers who stole her purse. I like her spunk. I do. 81. I'm talking about not being able to climb stairs, and I'm way, way younger than 81. And this woman is ramming their car with hers and leaving damage that helped officers apprehend them. So she chased them down with her car like T.J. Hooker. She is out of her mind. The woman was sitting in her car. The woman was sitting her car.
What?
This is some bad reporting.
Oh no! Not Chicago Tribune reporting.
No. This is not from the Tribune. This is from some wire service. Crazy wire service.
Wires.
Just the wires. She's sitting in her car in her driveway when she was approached by a man and a woman. Hello, old lady. What are you doing in your car? As she talked to them through an open window, one grabbed her purse and they fled in a car. And you know what that means. She is smoking her tires, coming down the driveway after them. The police say the woman took off after them and hit their car, but the duo drove off. Have you ever been tempted to do that, to just ram into somebody's car? There is not a day that goes by that I don't want to go all Mad Max on the Eisenhower and on Harlem. Today, finally, normally when my wife is in the car with me and I begin to exhibit signs of road rage, she scoffs at me. Today, she almost climbed on my lap and hit the horn because people were driving so badly. I think it's National Pie Day. I also think it was National Drive Like an Idiot Day because I'm all for safety. And by safety, I mean get out of my way so I can drive as fast as I can. I'm all for safety. However, if you're leaving 8 car lengths between you and the car in front of you, that's excessive. And if the light turns green and you wait till it turns yellow to decide to go just to make sure the intersection's clear, you're an idiot. And I'm not going to back off that statement. I'm going to go to my grave saying that, which may happen sooner than later, depending on, you know, some people's predilections. So I applaud this woman. I think it's great that at 81, Roger, you're almost 81. By almost 81, I mean Roger's 86.
Yeah. Oh, that was awesome.
So you remember being 81, don't you, Roger?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Sure, your mind just
I know. After 81 and a half, it just Go
hey,
on.
Listen, your car has sustained some damage from the snow.
Oh, yes, it has.
So maybe you're not, you know, some people are maybe averse to slamming their car into another car. You might just say,
my
you know
car
what?
Looks like it's already been slammed into way too many times.
Just go after them.
They're looking for a newer car so they can actually show, well, that's my damage. You know.
I thought you were looking for a newer car.
No.
Get rid of your car to
other
character.
People that are looking to ram into cars, they bypass mine and say, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, that's the other thing. If I'm on the road and there's somebody with a really banged-up car, mm-hmm. I figure they don't care if they get in an accident.
Right.
So they're going to drive as poorly as they want because it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah.
If they sideswipe me, if they run me into a median strip, the guardrail, they don't care.
No.
Because their car's already trashed. Not that I'm driving, you know, some Maybach, you know.
I just, Maybach?
Maybach is a very expensive automobile.
It sounds like a really good sushi.
Well, it might be that, too. You could probably have a butler installed in it to serve you sushi. That's how expensive these cars are.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. These are the kind of cars where at the auto show, you look at them from behind the rope. You don't.
Way behind the rope.
Yeah, you don't get to sit them. You don't get to touch them. I have guys with white gloves just buffing the dust off them. Officers found the damaged car in a grocery store parking lot. 34-year-old William Hayhurst and 30-year-old Aaron Van Matra were arrested and arraigned on robbery and other charges. The suspects targeted the woman after seeing her with cash at a pharmacy. Little did they know that Spunky Granny was going to go after them. Now, I don't know what kind of car she's driving. I'm going to generalize. Probably a big Buick. Just a big... I'm guessing Granny is driving either a giant sedan of some sort, maybe a Crown Vic, you know, so she looks like she's an undercover cop, or she's got like a 92 LeSabre, which is a quality automobile, but favored by an older demographic. So that was nice. All right. So congratulations to you, 81-year-old Pennsylvania woman, and good pick. Hey, that's about it for the show, isn't it?
Drama, comedy, suspense, mystery.
From Hollywood, the adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
Long before there was Netflix, there was radio.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills. Suspense.
Tonight, let your mind draw the pictures as Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf relive the art of radio theater.
The only national program that brings you authentic police case history.
WGN Radio Theater, tonight at 11 on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Who are you walking for at the next Autism Speaks walk?
For our son.
We walk for Ashley.
It's just bringing everyone together to show our love and support.
Join us at our next walk sponsored by Alpha Z Delta. Register and donate at autismspeakswalk.org.
Andrew Ladd is back where he belongs with your Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, I can't wait to get started.
I don't know, you need a place to stay? I got a garage.
Yeah.
I got you penciled in the second line, dude, so I suggest you be ready.
First line?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to put too much pressure on him. I got him in the second line unless he's ready to play on the first line.
Coach Steve Cochran.
Just call him that. He gets weird if you don't.
Welcomes back Andrew Ladd.
Very grateful and excited to be back in a Hawks uniform.
Start every day with the Blackhawks conversation on the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Join us March 10th at the Economist Innovation Forum and learn from senior business executives leading the companies of the future. Save 15% with code WGN15. To buy your ticket, visit innovation.economist.com or the events page at WGNradio.com.
Is there someone in your family with a disability or special need? Is their future care protected? Confused by complicated government benefits? Protected Tomorrows, a leader in assisting families with special needs, can help you. Protected Tomorrows has over 2 decades of experience creating life care plans for those with special needs. When you can't be there, they will. Get help now at protectedtomorrows.com or call 866-544-NEED. 866-544-NEED.
Thank you for listening and being part of the program. We'll have a short show again next week, but 7 to 9 rather than 8 to 9. And again, we will be doing the extra podcast. So go to our page at WGNRadio.com and listen to that. Thank you, Roger, for the wonderful news. Thank you, Cody, for your tireless efforts in keeping me safe. Oh, no, that's not true at all. This is Chicago. Rick Hogan's next, and our good friend Stephen Johnny will be on with Rick Hogan talking about their book A Little More or Less. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. The news is sponsored by MyPillow.com. It is 9 o'clock. Here's Roger Badish.